Good day, and welcome to the Electrolux Media conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Martin van Arenet. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Welcome to this media telephone conference call. Attending in this media conference call is the Chairman of the Board of Directors for Electrolux, Mr. Ronnie Leten, the current company President CEO, Keith McLoughlin, and the newly appointed one, Jonas Samuelson. My name is Martin van Arenet, heading up communications for Electrolux, and I will be moderating this call. Before we start the call, let me remind you that Electrolux is currently in a silent period, and therefore we are restricted on certain questions related to Q4 earnings and future-looking statements. We can say already now that both Keith and Jonas will be available during the investor relations call and media interviews related to the Q4 earnings on January 28th. So questions today that make more sense to answer then, we will defer to then. Have you any additional questions that may not be answered in this call, you are very much welcome to reach out to Paul Palmstedt, the Media Relations Department, and also to our Investor Relations Department, of course, Katarina Ihre and her team. So with that, I would like to start and hand over to Mr. Ronnie Leten.
Thank you, Martin. Good day to all of you, and I apologize for the short notice of this call, but you have already seen the announcement of this morning of Electrolux that Keith McLoughlin has notified the board that he wishes to retire from Electrolux. We believe with a strong foundation in place, I think it's now the right time for a new leader to continue to drive the company forward and to capitalize fully on the opportunities we have ahead of us. Just for the sake of completeness, the last day of Keith will be the 31st of January, 2016. Then he will hand over to the new guy. And the board of Electrolux and I would like to recognize that Keith McLoughlin has made a significant contribution in strengthening the company during his 5 years as CEO of Electrolux. And under his leadership, we have seen that the company has successfully transformed and enhanced its position as an innovative, globally, and more important, integrated company, while also strengthening its balance sheet. Keith's personal integrity and commitment and loyalty to this company has been well appreciated and is still appreciated. And under his leadership, and over the past 5 years, the company has strengthened substantially by increasing its investment in consumer-led innovation. We have all seen that. And focusing at the same time on profitable growth areas. And, of course, not to forget, leverage the scale of the company through global integration. Personally, I enjoyed my relation with Keith, and I'm looking forward to continue it. And today also the board of Electrolux also is very pleased to announce his decision to appoint Jonas Samuelson as the new President and CEO of Electrolux. And this goes in from the 1st of February 2016. Most of them who are following Electrolux know Jonas. I think he joined the company in 2008. He knows Electrolux from inside, outside. And he shares the values and lives the company values. And not at least, he has also a proven track record in several positions in the company. First as CFO, then short as global operation, but I think lately as head of major appliances in EMEA. His focus will to continue to execute the Electrolux strategy. So we are not going to change the strategy. And the strategy is becoming a truly consumer-driven company and leverage of a global scale. And with his background and proven results and having insight, I'm certain, and the board is, that he will be the right next leader for Electrolux. A last point before I hand over to Keith and Jonas is also would like to say that that the board is very happy that Keith is also giving support to the new group CEO and the North America CEO with certain tasks related to operation in North America, and this on consultancy basis. And why are we doing this? This is to ensure continuity, develop the strategy with new growth, and hand over key customer relations, and utilize his wide industrial experience. And by this, I would hand over to Keith, and later on, Jonas will say also a couple of words. So, Keith, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, Ronnie. Let me try to put a little bit more color on today's announcements by talking about why now, and what does this mean for Electrolux. And I'll start with the first, so why retire, and why would I do it now? The reason, and many of you know this, is that I have been separated from my family for quite a while. And I think given a few things, one, that the GE deal has been decided. Of course, not the way we wanted it to be decided, but it has been completed and decided. Two, the company is in a very strong and healthy position. The balance sheet, the cash is quite strong. And three, importantly, we have a very capable internal successor in Jonas. And for those reasons, now is the right time for me to allow that succession planning process to unfold and to return to my family in the U.S. I can say for me, after almost 40 years of working experience, including 13 fantastic years with Electrolux, the last five of which as CEO, has indeed been a privilege and been an honor to work with this great company. And at almost 100 years old, it is by definition a great company, because you don't get to be 100 years old without being a great company with terrific people. And I'm very proud of what this team has accomplished. Some of the things that Ronnie mentioned earlier. I will tell you, there's a soul to this company that's hard to appreciate unless you're in it. And, of course, that's the part of today's announcement that makes it, candidly, a bit bittersweet for me. But we move on. We move forward. And so what does that mean for Electrolux? It means that the future is bright for Electrolux, for its customers, for its employees, for its shareholders. The foundation of the company is solid. The balance sheet is very healthy. And as Ronnie mentioned, the strategy is sound and is gaining momentum. In Jonas, as the incoming CEO, we have a proven, experienced leader that knows the company, knows the market, knows the customers, knows the products, knows our people. And that, along with his management team, will build on that strong foundation and positive momentum and take the company, I'm certain, to a whole new level. I'd also like to close and acknowledge and thank Ronnie and the board for their support, for their guidance, and their courage over the last several years during my tenure as CEO. I can tell you that the chairman and the board of this company are great assets to this company. And so with that, let me now turn the floor over to the incoming CEO of Electrolux, a talented leader and a good friend, Jonas Samuelsson. Jonas.
Thank you, Keith. Good morning, everybody. And first of all, Keith, big thanks to you for those words and for your leadership and friendship over these years. And I'm very happy that we will be able to continue that. Also, of course, big huge thanks to Ronnie and the board for their trust. I'm obviously very proud and honored to accept the opportunity to lead this great company. I have respect, of course, for the challenges to lead a global business in a very competitive industry, but I also know, as Keith mentioned, that we have a group of very, very talented and committed people in the company, and I've come to know and respect their skills and talents for the last 7 years. As Keith also mentioned, we have a good position for a great future as the most global appliance company in the world, and we're growing profitably in 2015. A lot of very good things have been done under Keith's leadership in the last years to make Electrolux an even more consumer-focused company, leveraging its global scale. And I'm particularly happy that he will continue to support us going forward with a focus on the North American market. From my work as CEO of Major Appliances EMEA, as well as previously Chief Operating Officer and Group CFO, I believe I have a rather good picture of the core challenges and opportunities of the company. And therefore, I can say that we will not change our core strategy, our basic strategy. Our vision is to be the best appliance company in the world, as measured by our key stakeholders, our customers, our employees, the financial markets, and, very importantly, our planet. Consumer experience-driven innovations, operational excellence, profitable growth, and people will continue to be our fundamental strategic pillars. It's not very complicated, and the challenge is all in the execution of that strategy. I would like to mention a couple of focus points, though. The first one is we will absolutely continue to increase our focus on providing consumers with a great experience. And I think with the accelerated digitization of consumers' lives, that gives new requirements and new opportunities in how we, Electrolux, market, sell, and distribute our products. It also gives us new opportunities to give consumers an even better experience from their products, including over time through smart and connected appliances. We will therefore continue to increase our investments in consumer experience-driven innovation and in the digital transformation of our company to continue to deliver profitable growth. Second main point is we will continue to focus on operational excellence in a very competitive industry. That is a core requirement. We've done a lot of great work to achieve a competitive cost structure as well as great quality in the products that we manufacture. This work will never be finished. We'll continue to improve cost, quality, and flexibility through, for example, modularization of our product designs and through smart automation of our manufacturing processes. Another aspect of operational excellence that we will put even more focus on is sustainability. Electrolux has been a leader in sustainability for many years, and I am personally committed to continue to develop Electrolux as the sustainability leader in our industry. And with these key focus areas in mind, we remain committed to our stated financial goals of 6% EBIT, 4 times asset turnover per year, and 4% per year net sales growth. Now, as Ronnie mentioned, the immediate task will be to appoint new leaders from North America and EMEA, and I have great confidence that we'll be able to do that quickly. Thank you all, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of you personally very soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Jonas, Keith, and Ronnie. Operator, we are now ready to take the first question.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. And we will now take our first question from Andre Kuknin from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for taking my questions. Firstly, I appreciate the core strategy is unchanged, but given the level of change taking place at the company, should we think about some kind of a deeper rethink, or maybe is this going to lead to expansion into new adjacencies for the company, maybe considering where you are in the sales channel? And maybe internalization some of that, or is this literally strategy unchanged as it was and continuing to execute on what you were doing already? The second question is just on the capital markets data scheduled for the end of February, whether that date is still intact. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll answer the second question first, and thanks for those questions. Yes, we will have the capital markets day as has been announced previously. So obviously we'll be able to dig more into your first question at that time. And of course, I hope you respect that we will not be able to dig into a lot of detail right now. As I said, though, the core strategy will remain as it is. Opportunities will arise and challenges will arise that will allow us to react and do new things. But we have a strategy that is working extremely well. I've been part of developing that strategy together with Keith and the management team, and I see no reason to make any significant or fundamental changes to that.
Maybe I can, Andrea, it's Ronnie here, I can maybe elaborate on it. I think this is also what we discussed in the board meeting. We feel we have now a clear strategy. We also have a structure. And like Jonas also mentioned when he was going through a couple focus area, It's all about execution. And that is what we will do. That means, of course, we will go for profitable organic growth. And on the top of that, if we find the right add-ons, we will do that. It's not more complicated than that. And I think, like Jonas said, he will have the possibility. He will not have much preparation time, so he cannot invent new things when the capital markets, they come at the end of February, where he will do then the dancing and really make it clear what is his focus on the next coming years.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Operator, next question.
Thank you. We'll now take our next question from Johan Eliasson from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Johan Eliasson, Kepler Cheuvreux. I would like to give my compliments to Keith for his tenure at Electrolux. I think it's sad to see you leave early, in my view, but I think Jonas will be a good replacer as well. Just one question for Keith. You're staying on as a consultant. Is that in order to get the new head of North America up and running soon? I think you said you had a shortlist previously. So should we expect to see a new name for North America fairly soon, or what's the status there? Thank you.
Yeah, so that process is underway, and Jonas, I could turn it over to you in terms of what you think around timing.
Yeah, indeed, we have an active succession planning already in place, and we have candidates identified. So, of course, I can't say exactly when it will happen, but I do feel I can commit that it will be quick.
And to your question, and exactly to your point, the idea here is that I'll work closely with Jonas and the North American team to support as necessary.
Absolutely. And we're extremely happy that you give us that opportunity, Keith. Appreciate it.
Yeah, in North America, you obviously have a sort of recovering some of the manufacturing sites. Will you, Keith, be in charge of that, or is there a dedicated person sort of already now in charge of that process? It's the cooking plant in Memphis and then the freezers, obviously, so it's a bit different processes. But are you on top of that situation as we speak, so to say?
Yeah, maybe I can take that. It's obviously a little bit detailed, but of course we have a head of manufacturing in North America, and we have a global head of manufacturing that are actively addressing that those topics right now and making great progress. So, of course, Keith will help oversee that process until we have a new leader up and running, but the key people responsible for that are already in place and are driving great work already.
Yeah, the global operations team is already fully engaged in that and is making good progress, to Jonas' point.
Okay, great. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Operator, next question, please.
Thank you. We'll now take our next question from James Moore from Redburn. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I have a question on your balance sheet. You have a strong balance sheet, and now GE is behind us. Can you confirm that the efforts to redeploy that balance sheet with new acquisitions have not been interrupted by the management changes, or whether the management changes have led to different ambitions on potential acquisitions? So if you could talk a little bit about that, please.
James, this is Ronnie. I will take that question. I can assure you that we have continued to map the horizon. We looked through. Of course, you know, when we were busy with the G part, which was a big bite, that we said, okay, let's put the other topics a bit on the freezer, and we put it in the freezer. But I think Thomas and Keith with his team have really scanned and kept visiting and see what are the different possibilities, and also kept the board in the loop on that part. So I don't feel that we, even, and as Keith said, okay, unfortunately it didn't go through, but I don't believe that, or don't feel that we had lost momentum, because this was another dedicated team. Which was because GE was such big that we had to set up a whole new structure for that, and which was very professional done. And the other teams were really working in parallel to that part. So on that part, James, if we can, we will definitely catch the fish on that part.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Operator, question, please.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll now take our next question from Natalie Falkman from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. A question for me to Jonas. Jonas, you said that you continue on the strategy of evolving Electrolux to the best appliance company in the world. What areas do you believe you would need to strengthen to achieve that chipset target in your key markets and in new markets?
Yeah, I think it's actually the topics that I mentioned a moment ago. I think the way the world is changing and changing rapidly is that the consumer is in control more and more, right? Historically, it's been more about manufacturing and distribution and retailing, and that's still very important, but more and more the consumer is in control through digitization, through all the information available in the Internet and the transparency that provides. So we will put even more focus on truly consumer experience related innovations and to communicate those in the most efficient way and make sure we reach consumers where they are active, which is more and more online, of course. So that journey has begun. The digital transformation of the company is in progress, but of course we will have to double down and even increase the speed on that. I think on the
Now, just if you would you be able to provide some details when it comes to maybe more of a product assortment, brands, or channel to the market apart from the digitalization and online channel, a bit more in U.S. or China or?
No, I think
fairly.
This is not the time to go into that detail. We'll do that more on the Capital Markets Day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, operator, next question, please.
We have no further questions in the Q&A queue.
Okay, so just to remind, if there are any journalists online that have questions, we will try to address those in the course of the day, and then please reach out to Paul Palmstedt, and we will try to facilitate those as they come in. And, of course, when it comes to financial analysts, Katarina and her team is also available, of course. So with that, I would like to hand over for some final remarks to our chairman, Mr. Litton.
Okay, thank you, Martin, and thank you all for being present in this early call, even the ones in UK, I heard that they were there. I also would like to take this opportunity, Keith, to thank you for say the great contribution you have done to make this company a better company, and that's always a task as a CEO. You want to give to your next successor a better company than you got, even you got already a good one, and that I think you succeed in that part. So thank you for that in my name, personal name, and also in the name of the board. So that is thing. But I also would like to take the opportunity to stress also the reason why Jonas. I think that is another part. So Jonas, now you hear it straight from me also here in public. I think you are a proven Electrolux leader. So you know the company from inside. I think you have seen also how it works. I think also you have lately also proven that you could lead a challenging sector and creating a profit and profitable growth. I think that's great because results give freedom, so let's work on that. You have been able and proven that you can build a strong team around you, and you also inherit a strong team. Of course, now you will have a couple of two holes to fill in, but I'm sure also you have already, together with Keith, you have good succession planning. So by this, I believe, and the board also believe, that we as a company are ready for the challenge and fit for profitable growth in the near future and in the years to come. So congratulations, and Keith, I wish you all the best in your new journey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Okay, thank you. And with that, we hand over to you, operator.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.